America is deeply divided. There are only two sides to every issue, and there is no interest in finding common ground, not even with members of your own family. But as the 2024 presidential election looms on the horizon, there has never been a more important time to have the necessary conversation.
Welcome to the Necessary Conversation. We had a big week this week. A lot of political upheaval. This podcast is, of course, a podcast in which myself, Chad Colchin, and my sister, Haley Pope, two lefties, have conversations with their right-wing MAGA, QAnon, in-the-cult parents.
MAGA.
MAGA. About the four big political issues of the week. We're going to get to all of that today. Mom, do you have a rant this week or anything?
No, I really don't.
Haley, rant?
I'm just trying to live day to day, just trying to survive.
Yeah, we'll get into that later.
Dad, do you have a rant?
That's funny. He's asleep. He's ranting in his sleep, and we will not be waking him up unless he comes in on his own. He will be asleep. Okay. We do not wake the sleeping bear.
Fair enough. We begin every program with a question from a listener. Are you ready for this question?
Oh, God, I hope it's just not to me. Okay, go ahead.
Here we go.
Hey, Colchin family. Ethan here from the United States of America. I have something to sort of get off my chest first, and then I have a question for Chad and Haley. With all of the killing and war and genocide that's going on in the world right now in various places, I think I'm starting to get a little bit jaded to it. And I think that maybe killing and rape and murder is just the way of the world, and it will always be like that, just the way it always has been up until this point. This utopian, peaceful society that we've all been trying to work towards, maybe it just doesn't work. My question to Chad and Haley is, I know that you two are both against the war in Gaza and possibly Ukraine. So what is a reasonable and possible outcome for this that doesn't just involve more killing generation after generation? Thanks.
There you have it. Haley, what do you have to say to this? This question was to both of us, but Mom, you can answer it as well. What is the solution to human greed, fear, and aggression?
But did he say up to this point? So in the past, we had an okay world? Is that what he was meaning?
No. He's saying we never have. Since humanity has existed, even pre-humanity, Neanderthals and Cro-Mags, we've always been warring. We've always been killing, raping, doing violence against one another since the dawn of time, and it hasn't changed. The manner of violence has changed, and the nature in which we do it, if your society has enough resource, you can take the people in your society who are willing to do your bidding, and they will do the violence for you. These are the armed services. But nonetheless, we are still killing each other wholesale on a kind of constant basis. It's never changed. So the question is, can that be overridden? Can we get beyond this? I have an answer.
Probably not.
I mean, people kill for what reasons? Money, power, right? So, I mean, essentially, if we're all on the same playing field, there is no fucking money. There is no value to these things that you're fighting for.
Yes.
Essentially, you know, it might end. So you have to eliminate
money.
You have to eliminate what people are warring for.
Yes. And I think furthermore, you have to incentivize the people who are actually pulling the trigger. These are the troops. These are the cops. You have to incentivize those people to not want to do that. The only way I think you can do that, unfortunately, in the current society that we live in, is money. If you went to everybody who was about to join the army and said, I will give you $1 million to not join the army, no one would join the army.
Correct.
Until money is gone, until that is not a part of how we live as a species, I think you will always have people who are like, well, fuck it. They'll pay me some kind of a fee and it'll be a fun trip around the world and I might have to kill some people. I think that to me is the bottom line. It's all about money. Has been since about whatever, 12,000 years ago in ancient Mesopotamia when money was invented. Until you get rid of that, you're going to have violence. You're going to have greed. You're going to have all this stuff.
But then how do we protect ourselves as individuals? if we have no one to help us protect ourselves, our government, our army, our navy, how do we protect ourselves?
It's a deeper philosophical question about why do we need to protect ourselves? It's this exact type of fear from aggression, basically. You're like, if we don't get big guns, somebody with a bigger gun will come along and take our small guns. That kind of ideology has to go away. And it really is about scarcity of resource, that which is baked into us, deep lizard brain shit from when we were little rats crawling around the outskirts of the primordial ooze. It's when you leave out a whole thing of nuts for a squirrel, I know this from personal experience, they don't just eat a couple of nuts and then go on their merry way. They come back to that pile and they take every fucking nut and they go and they bury it, or they put it in their little cache in the middle of a tree or whatever, because of that scarcity mentality. You don't know when you're going to get your next nut, so I'm taking all the fucking nuts, and I will fight other squirrels. I've witnessed that too, to get more nuts than I need. All
violence is... That. It's all also been systemically fucking beat into the fabric of our country since the very beginning. Violence against women, violence against people of color. Like it's, you have to eliminate government. You have to eliminate money. You have to eliminate all the things that exist that create all of these fucking wars.
Well, you guys are dreaming. That's never going to happen. Never, ever, ever in my lifetime or your lifetime will that happen.
We'll see.
I do believe back in the day when I was younger, I mean, there were wars. It was maybe one war at a time. I don't think there was war after war after war after war.
It's been
it wasn't just a war, but like during a war, there was also, you know, like a movement, some kind of revolution happening. It's not that only one thing was occurring at a time. There were several things happening, maybe just one war, but women were burning bras in protest. And
you're only thinking about wars that the United States was involved in. There has been war and genocide happening somewhere in the world always.
But we've always had strong military too, and now we are fading away. That is the scary part to me, because those squirrels are going to come get our nuts and all of our nuts and take us all down.
You're proving my point. The truth is there's enough nuts for everybody all the time. That's the truth.
Okay. But you,
because we have this greed compulsion that's like, well, I need more fucking nuts. I need more nuts than the other guy so that I'm better off. It's just about achieving a higher level of comfort than other people, basically, so that you can sustain and maintain and think to yourself, I don't have to worry about getting nuts. Fuck the other guy. That is what has to change. We have have enough shit for everyone in the world. It just means that billionaires can't exist. Somebody can't have that many nuts and everybody else will be fine.
I disagree with that. But in my mind right now, I have to arm myself, because those squirrels might be coming to my door and knocking my door down to get more nuts. And so if my government is not here protecting me, I have to protect myself. So that's kind of the world we live in now. And that's the scary part for me. That could happen, Chad. Right now they're coming over the southern border. They're catching them. Have you not seen on Instagram and all that?
Yeah, we're gonna get to the border.
They're catching them.
But those people aren't going to come into your neighborhood and kick in your door and take your shit and kill you.
No, they might be at the Super Bowl blowing y'all up. They might be at a big other function blowing up people.
Or hear me out. They might be trying to escape a country in a situation where a corrupt government is not helping them protect themselves against whatever the ills of their country are.
Did I not send you that one link? The guy that's come over the border, we caught him. We had put him in prison for so many years. He goes, you don't know my face yet, but you will.
So how many people have come over the border? Millions, right?
Right.
And you got one guy who's a malevolent?
No, several that they've caught now.
How many? Percentage-wise to the...
I'll have the percentage next week for you. And I'll have the guy's name that said, remember my face. I will blow you up.
All right. Well, it was a good question. My answer to it is I believe we can achieve a utopian society. I don't think it will be done by human ingenuity. I think we're going to have an outside intelligence come in.
Oh, Lord.
AI, possibly. Aliens, possibly. Whatever the aliens are. But I will also say this, just as a kind of like addition to this, as a piece of information that I think maybe a lot of people are not aware of. Currently, in high energy particle physics, the science over the past 15 years or so is starting to lean toward a radical new understanding of what fundamental reality is. And it is pointing very clearly at the fact that time and space don't exist, that none of what is happening on planet Earth or even in our universe, as we can see it, is actually real. I will just let that sink in. I know it's a big kind of weird idea, but this is what our current science is beginning to tell us. So
was that your simmer down that Haley and I knew nothing about?
That's what I wanted to talk about. Yeah. But they didn't, you guys don't want to talk about it, so we won't. All right. Thank you for the question. If anyone else wants to send us a question, just record a 1 minute or shorter audio clip. Send it to thenecessarycompod@gmail.com. I played the best ones here. That was a great one. I love that conversation.
That's pretty good.
About how to achieve a utopia all the time. And I think we will get to it eventually as humans. I think we will. I think you just got to get rid of money. And we'll be all right.
You're never going to get rid of money. Oh my God.
Speaking of money, let's talk about a certain sum of money. $83.3 million. On Friday of last week, a jury said that Donald Trump should pay $83.3 million in damages to E. Jean Carroll for his defamatory statements against her and his denial of her rape allegations. Although this is the second time Trump has been ordered to pay money to Carroll, this verdict was eight times higher than what Carroll initially sought in her lawsuit. Friday's verdict, while sure to be appealed, comes ahead of a judge's expected decision later this month in Trump's civil fraud trial that could threaten the former president's business empire, along with four criminal indictments that are awaiting trial and a U.S. Supreme Court hearing on whether the frontrunner for the Republican presidential nomination can appear on the ballot. There's still a long road ahead before Carroll would see the money the jury awarded. Last year, the jury in the first defamation trial awarded Carroll a total of $5 million in damages, including nearly $3 million for defamation, after finding that Trump sexually abused Carroll and then defamed her in 2022 when he denied the allegations and disparaged her. The verdict is still being appealed, and Trump, within minutes of Friday's verdict, declared he will appeal this one as well. Okay, Mom. Does this amount of money mean anything to you that a jury saw fit to award this much? Again, eight times what she was asking for. This had to have been a clear message to Trump. Is that worrisome at all for you that this jury, selected by both E. Jean Carroll's lawyers and Trump's lawyers, so Trump's lawyers had to be okay with whoever was on that jury, all of those people agreed to say $83 million you must pay?
What this tells me is our legal system is insane and out of control, and they are trying to take him down any way they can, take away all his fundamental rights.
But that jury came up with that number.
Right. This is also a jury that was handpicked from New York with a New York.
He's from New York, so from his hometown.
Right. With a Biden-appointed New York person in charge of all this, judge? To take him down. A judge to take him down.
No. Trump's, how these cases work is each legal team gets to go through a process where they bring up a potential juror, and then the prosecutor gets to ask them some questions, and the defense, Trump's lawyers, get to ask questions, and the 12 people who sit on that jury are decided on by both teams. Trump's attorneys had to be like okay with them as well. They each get a certain number of like just straight vetoes, like that person can't be on the jury, etc.
Again, I think it's a witch hunt against him. They're trying to take him down any way they can. He did not rape the woman. That was proven a year ago.
How do you account for, again, this jury coming up with this number?
They can't. It's a ridiculous number. It's a ridiculous number. They're trying to take him down so he cannot run to be president, trying to wipe him out financially.
Hey, that jury.
Who in their right mind would believe a woman that names her cat Vagina and talks about rape being sexually? Also, the dress coat suit that she had on. Yeah, she has said that in quotes. Okay, the suit dress coat that she had on, that she was on the cover of a magazine, New York something magazine. This was after the first trial, I think. This is the coat and the suit coat made by Donna Karen that he raped me in, which that was a lie. We know he did not rape her. This is what I wore. I have kept it in the back of my closet, blah, blah, blah. After people researched, this just came out 2 days ago. That coat made by Donna Karen was not made in 19, whatever she accused him of doing it, 1994. Okay. Never made that year. Never made till like 2 or 3 years later. So she was lying about what she had on when supposedly he did this act, which I don't believe he did. I really don't. And I think they're trying to take him down one way or another, not to be able to run for president of the United States.
And do you think, you know, you have and Dad have both said, like, you're okay with Trump killing people and doing whatever he has to do to win. Do you think then, if you truly believe this is some kind of deep state left-wing conspiracy agenda to stop him from running president, do you think that's a fair play?
What, the money?
By any means necessary. That's kind of how you guys view Trump. Like, he should get to be the president by any means necessary.
And I didn't say he could kill people and things the way the Democrats do. I didn't say that.
Dad has said that. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. So you don't.
I think it's a witch hunt. I don't think she'll ever see the money. It will be appealed. It will go on and on and on. And she's a liar. He said in court, I don't even know this woman. So if we allow our government to do this to him, they're going to do it to anybody they want to do it to. Our government is not being held accountable. That's what I think.
I agree with that. Haley, do you think, or what do you think is the reason that this jury hiked up the price to $83
million? I mean, we know he all did it. There's evidence. It was a fucking trial and we all know he did it. That's why.
No,
he tried to ruin this woman's life and called her a liar after he raped her.
He did not. He should be in prison. That was Chad. Explain to her the first trial. It never came out. He raped her.
The only other trial I'm aware of.
I believe he did.
Found him liable for it. And also there was a final decision not that he had to pay like $10 million or something.
A year ago, he was not liable for rape in that case, but for defaming and for sexual abuse, but not rape, it said. That's when
sexual abuse.
Who knows what that is?
Well, who knows what that is?
Does it matter?
It's sexual abuse.
I wasn't there. Were you there? I love how y'all
you can't use I wasn't there because then in that case, wasn't. The only thing that
neither were you
what's between the walls of your home.
It's a witch hunt. It's a witch hunt.
Okay. So my next question is, do you think he should pay her? Mom, I guess you think no.
No.
Really? You think yes? My next question then is, Mom, whether this is all true or not, the fact of the matter now is Donald Trump owes someone $83 million. Whether he appeals it or not, whatever. We don't know how that's all going to shake out. But right now, Donald Trump owes a U.S. citizen $83 million. Do you want a president who has a personal debt of $83 million to be sitting in the White House? Do you think that will at all affect his ability to govern?
No, I don't. You said there shouldn't be money anyway. No.
I agree there shouldn't, but there is. And right now, $83 million U.S. dollars are owed by Donald Trump to E. Jean
right. Carroll.
You don't think that's going to affect his ability to govern at all? You don't think he's going to have lawyers talking to him about this at least on a weekly basis for all the appeals that are going to come up, how the money's going to be taken care of if the appeals fail, et cetera, et cetera. He is going to be locked in this legal proceeding for at least the next year, I would guess.
I feel like if you are in any kind of fucking legalities that you have to go to court for, you cannot run for fucking president. That's my personal opinion. If you are in fucking court for anything that you have done, you can't run for president.
Yeah.
That's not a law until you change it. So go change that law, Miss Haley.
Yeah. I mean, I think it definitely makes it harder to do that job, which is a 24-hour a day job. Like you have
to. And guess what?
To have that phone call, you know.
I love that you said that. Guess what?
Yeah.
That's the Democratic game plan to keep him from being a president. Is keep him in court, keep him locked up. If that doesn't work, we'll try something else. That's their game plan right now, is trying to keep him in court, locked up, so he can't do different town meetings and everything else. And that's their game plan.
All right. Well,
I mean, he's a criminal.
I don't believe it, but go ahead.
All right. Speaking of game plans, let's move on to a game plan being played by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Border. Greg Abbott said this week he will continue to defend his state's border, Texas, of course, despite a 5-4 Supreme Court order that the U.S. Border Patrol can take down the razor wire Texas set up along portions of the U.S. border with Mexico. The razor wire issue is playing out as part of a larger standoff in which Abbott argues by not acting more forcefully at the border, the federal government has violated its responsibility to protect the state from, in quotes, invasion. This is the highest degree of interference from a state official in the federal matter that the country has seen in several decades. And even Joe Biden is embracing tougher border measures, including shutting down the U.S.-Mexico border, making a stark shift from his early days in office as he tries to fend off former President Donald Trump's attacks on immigration policy ahead of the election. Biden took office pledging to restore asylum and manage the border in a humane way, but his administration has faced the harsh realities and challenges at the U.S.-Mexico border amid record migration across the Western Hemisphere, making it a political vulnerability seized on by Republicans. So, Mom, let's take the court order out of this. Let's take everything out of this. Should the razor wire come down?
No. Needs to stay up. And needs to stay up. Get
caught in it and die.
What?
So that children get caught in it and die?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
It needs to stay up so that they come through the ports where they're supposed to legally.
All right.
That razor wire is saying, don't come across here. Mm-hmm. Go down there to where we want you to come through. You put your name down. We know where you're going, how many children you have, what job you're going to go through where you're supposed to. That's all that razor wire says is don't come through here.
Why not? Now, it's fine to say, don't come through here.
If they don't understand that, don't come where the razor wire is. Go over there where the gate's open. That's not my problem. It's theirs.
All right. And so why not use a sign? Why do we need razor wire to send this message?
Because they're coming across in different places and not the right places.
I understand. But in all those bad places that are not the right places, couldn't you just put up a sign that says the right place is down that way?
If they wouldn't come through, but they're coming through, Chad.
Yeah. All right. Haley, should the razor wire come down regardless of this Supreme Court order?
Of course.
Yes. Yes. Of course.
All right.
Of course. I mean, like, pregnant women are having, like, miscarriages in the fucking water. Babies are fucking dying. Why?
And fentanyl's being brought in. The bad guys are coming to blow us up. Just let them come on over. Mom, take that razor wire down and come on in.
Let me ask you this. You're against abortion. You're against the death of unborn children. Yet the conditions that are being forced upon people who are trying to come to this country to escape horrible conditions wherever they are so bad that you are seeing exactly that happen. What Haley's saying, miscarriages in the water, you are seeing unborn children die because of how we're treating these immigrants. Should that not
because
be?
There's no system to bring them in the correct way. Biden doesn't give a fucking shit, doesn't care about that border.
I agree with
he
that.
He doesn't care about the border, so he doesn't care if they die or not.
I agree with that.
Why, if he cared, he would say, this is the spot to come across. Give me your name, your number, goodbye.
Yeah.
No, he's not. There's no organization down there. And guess what? It's not really supposed to be him. It was supposed to be Horseface. She's been there, what, once maybe to El Paso?
Horseface. Dad would be proud.
In three years,
yeah.
Horseface has been down there once. Biden, has he been once, maybe? I don't know. And now he's saying, pass my enter whatever bill to give Ukraine more money, and I'll sign something that says close the border. Of course you will, you dumb.
We're going to get to Biden in a second. I want to talk a little bit more about Abbott, though. Do you think, Mom, that a governor, a state governor, has the right to override a decision from the United States Supreme Court?
Yes, I do. And you know what? There's 25 other states that agree. 25 other states have said, yes, we will back you. We have had national reserves from here, from Oklahoma, go down there. All those states are sending troops to help him. This could be the start of it, Chad and Haley. This could be the start. They're going to hold their ground. They're not going to take that down. And we're going to see what happens. of the war, of some kind of a war.
And what do you think that war is going to look like?
So a bunch of Texans and Oklahomans just gunning down people without their own weapons, like just trying to cross the border?
You know, your dad has always said that it would just take one time.
Is that a war? It's just a massacre.
That's a war. That is, don't come into our country or come into it the right, correct way.
Well, war has to be.
But you act like all of these people at the border have fucking like machine guns and cocaine in their pockets, like ready to fucking fight. It's literally families just trying to come across for a better life.
Some
what is the war?
Some are, but some are being infiltrated, bringing drugs into our country. The cartel now is involved. There is more deaths in our country from fentanyl than anything ever yet. Anything. Fentanyl's bad, Haley. It's all over the place. It's coming in through that south border.
I don't know if that stat is right. I think probably old age takes the death number. But
oh my God, no. I'll look that one up for next week.
More people are dying from fentanyl than natural causes at this point?
From everything, they said. I just saw it the other day. I saw it in the news.
Okay. Well, that could be possible. We'll look into that. Let me ask you this question. Mom, this Supreme Court was Trump's Supreme Court. A very conservative Supreme Court. Why would they order razor wire to come down?
They got it wrong this time. They got it wrong.
Haley, why do you think it is?
It's inhumane. I don't know. Maybe they had a change of heart. All of a sudden they care about people. I don't fucking know. I'm surprised.
Here, I'll vote for anything.
I guess, I'm surprised. Maybe Haley, you should talk to the mom. I think, oh gosh, I thought it was Missouri. Maybe not. Virginia, the daughter was just walking around on campus, 18 years old, gets kidnapped. The guy raped her, cut off her head, her arms, all that. Illegal. Came into our country illegal. Had only been here a month and a half. Talk to that mom. See how she thinks about that razor should be up, that razor wire or not.
All right. A final stark point by mom there. Let me ask you two more questions. These pertain to one Joseph Biden. Does Joseph Biden actually care about the border, or is he just trying to take away a possible Trump strategy that might include accusing Biden of being weak on the border here? Is this why he's willing to shut down the border? Mom.
What was that? I don't understand the question. What?
Does Biden actually care about what's happening at the border, or is he trying to anticipate Trump being able to say he was weak on the border? I wouldn't say. If he shuts down the border, Trump cannot logically make that argument. I mean, he probably
Everything at this point is for votes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so you watch. He probably will try to do it and say, I saved our country, when he hasn't been down there in 3 years. Yeah. So fuck Biden.
I agree with fuck Biden. Is Biden a Republican? Let me ask you this, Mom.
No. He's a Democrat.
I'm going to give you three things. One, he ran on a platform of, I will never make an arms deal with Saudi Arabia. Then within like 6 months, he made the biggest arms deal with Saudi Arabia that I think we've ever done in the history. Don't quote me on that. I think that's right, but it may not be. Then I'm going to point you to what's happening at the border. He's about to shut down the southern border after having said, I'm going to do it in a humane way and there will be blah, blah, blah. All the shit that he ran on, that's gone. And I would point you to the war in Gaza. Refuses to call a ceasefire. Definitely not a liberal in that camp. He is a bit of a war hawk. It's coming off that way anyway. These three things are things that traditionally a Republican president would do. Do you view him as, or let me put it more like this. If Trump is the new center of the Republican Party, has that moved everything to the right? And so now you have a sitting Democratic president who is engaging in genocide, closing a southern border, and making arms deals with purportedly the country that was behind 9/11.
No, he's just trying to save his ass is what he's trying to do at the last minute here, and it's not going to work. He is a Democrat. Yeah. He is for socialism or a communist. No, he's a Democrat. Always will be.
He's trying to win that Republican vote for sure. He hasn't done jack shit about Roe v. Wade either. Like, he knows what he's doing. They know what they're doing. I say he, but we know it's not him. His team knows what they're doing, and they're winning that fucking Republican vote right now.
I think so, too. I think they're trying to siphon off some of the people who voted for Trump last time and are like, I cannot vote for this fucking guy. The people who have like moralistic objections to all the things that are going on with Trump. The E. Jean Carroll case, all this kind of shit. I think they're saying, like, if we just show that we're strong in a couple of these areas, maybe we'll get some of those people who are, like, turned off by Trump.
And the Nikki Haley thing, we know she should be done by now. She's
we're gonna get to her. We're going to get to her.
I do want to say something when we talk about her. Okay.
We will get to her. But let's move on. We haven't really gotten heated up. Strangely, without Dad here, it's kind of a civil conversation.
Wonder why.
Very interesting.
Hello.
All right. So we were going to talk about the amplitude hadron and the true nature of fundamental reality. Instead, this morning, my mom is going to talk about my sister's torn ACL. So begin, Haley. Tell us about your torn ACL.
What did you do?
That's the story. I tore my ACL.
But this is funny. It's her left knee. Yeah. You know who also has a left knee that has no ACL in it at all? Mm-hmm. Your dad.
Interesting. I have a right knee that has a dead man's ACL in it.
Oh, that's
well.
Right.
You better take care of that because I got the dead man's knee. I got the dead man's knee, and I am a very active person. I lift weights. I do cardio. All that shit. just like the wrong fucking slipped the wrong way, and I ripped it again. So, and now here we are.
I play basketball. That's probably the most like high impact thing that I still do at the gym. And if it even feels a little weird, bye. I don't even like go. I'm going to go do cardio now. I leave the gym. I go get in the car. I leave the gym. I come home and I lay down for 5 hours.
Take care of it.
I do.
Take care.
I know. I'm so scared of
it. I am honestly dreading so my last ACL was I was in like early 30s in like tippy top shape. My recovery, literally, I was like back to normal. Hiking mountains and shit after like 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 42 and I am not in tippy top shape and I am dreading this surgery. I don't want to do it.
Yep. The older you get, the harder it gets to recover from all this shit. I tore mine when I was, it was 10 years ago, I think, 37. I tore mine.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. And the dead man's ACL has been treating me well for 10 years now. But like I said,
I don't
treat it with kid gloves still. If I even feel a twinge of like, what the fuck's going on in there? Or when it rains, I'm sure your knees hurt when it rains.
Yes. Yeah.
You guys,
rainy days, I ain't moving. Fuck it. I'm not taking the
I am you not.
You must have got your dad's knees because mine are excellent. A+.
Not well, I have not coddled this knee. and as a result, gonna go get it fucking chopped up again.
Haley, you better. Find the very best doctor there, too. Did you do an all-out thing and ask people? I told you to ask people.
I have goo-goo. I found a doctor. It's fine.
You did what?
I got fucking Google. I'm not asking people. I'm not going to Facebook and taking a fucking poll. I went to Google.
I Google, too, but maybe Dallas Cowboys has a good one.
Google
it's
Dallas
fine.
Cowboys.
I'm fine.
Yeah, yes. Orthopede for the Dallas Cowboys.
It's all fine. Right.
This only took us a couple of minutes. Can we please talk about the amplitude hadron?
Go ahead, because we don't understand it. We both looked it up. Go for it.
This is kind of what I was talking about in the opening a little bit, about the fundamental nature of reality. As scientific understanding improves throughout the decades, throughout the eons, we get closer and closer to like a fundamental understanding of what the fuck is all of this? What is the universe? Well, as we've come closer and closer to that, different theories have cropped up here and there. Different science has pointed us in the direction of like quantum mechanics, string theory, all these things that are developed mathematically to try and explain the physical nature of reality. Well, now, do you guys know what the Large Hadron Collider is?
No.
It's the largest machine ever built by human beings. Scientists from all over the world came together to build this giant tunnel underground that they use to fire atoms at each other and smash.
Oh, yes, yes. So that they
explode into fundamental particles, quarks, what have you. That's how they found the Higgs boson particle, for example. So
Higgs boson.
In order to do the calculations that make those explosions make sense, it requires hundreds of pages of complex algebra. Supercomputers are needed, et cetera, et cetera. And even then, it doesn't make like full sense. You have to do like a lot of backflips to make the math of that make sense. So high energy particle physicists in the last 20 years or so, maybe even less, have started to zero in on this idea. What if you take space and time out of the equation. And in doing that, all of that math that's required to make sense of those particle smashes is now reduced to a half page of algebra equations you can do by hand. And it makes perfect sense if you remove space and time. So that led all of these scientists down a new path where they start doing the math of that. Well, what if we take space and time out of everything? And they found a structure called the amplituhedron. It's a geometric structure that exists outside of space and time. They are now finding more of these structures. And what it's leading them to think is this shit ain't real. Space and time doesn't exist. It's essentially just a reflection of whatever reality truly is. And they believe, or at least some of these scientists have put forth the idea, that the fundamental nature of reality is consciousness. And the emergent nature of reality is space and time. So consciousness is what's real. Space and time is kind of like a reflection of it.
You said they found these things. Where do they find them at? You said they found in the math?
Yeah.
Oh.
You can't see these things.
So is it alluding that you never die? Like, are we immortal?
That's starting to become a part of this. What is starting to happen is there is now the strange merger of mathematical science and almost like philosophical science about what is the nature of consciousness. I think the next kind of step for this is somebody's going to try to mathematically map out consciousness. How that'll work, I'm not exactly sure. But
so that means that reincarnation is potentially something that's real.
Reincarnation is 100% real.
I do believe in that. Okay, here. One man believes in this. Watch.
Dang it. Is that, you know the Korean, like in Korean culture, they believe in inyeon, that like you meet people throughout your life and you have a connection with them either on a superficial level or something more meaningful. But that flow is like lifelong. That person could be your spouse in this lifetime, could be your best friend in another lifetime.
Yeah.
So if all of this, all things considered, like potentially there is a thread tying you to people throughout history, throughout fucking other timelines.
Yeah, possible. We just don't know anything about it. Mom, are you trying to play video or something? What's going on?
Here it is. Sorry. Here it is. I wonder what. Jeez. The fuck? Oh, gosh. Dang it.
Just what is happening?
Just a minute.
The kind of broader idea actually took me back to a book that I read when I was a kid called One by Richard Bach. Highly recommend it. But the basic idea is that we are all part of the same consciousness and we are just fragments of it, little pieces.
Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. I wonder why.
I couldn't hear anything. But whatever.
I'll send it to you so then you can put the clip on. It was Biden. In Wisconsin, just gibberish. Oh, bleep, bleep,
bleep. Yeah. And we've covered this. Trump does gibberish.
Trump
too.
Does it too.
Up people's name. They're both old and incompetent, both of them.
Okay, this was terrible. A good one, though. I'll
this
send it
truly
to you.
Is. You know, they always say you're voting for the lesser of two evils. This is that. This is the election that most clearly exemplifies that very idea to me.
Oh, God. You know, I've heard they're going to throw in Big Mike at the end, and that scares the living crap out of me, that they'll throw out Michelle Obama to run Big Mike. You know, I don't know.
Oh, right. I forgot you guys.
Yeah. We call her Big Mike.
Throw her out to what?
To run on the Democratic ticket.
Well, is or that, Hillary. Aren't the dates now expired to have registered to be a presidential nominee?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure we're past it. I'm pretty sure it's what we're seeing is what we're going to be getting, unless somebody dies, in which case I think that party just loses. If Biden dies during the presidential campaign, I think Democrats lose, period.
Who we haven't thrown out names in a while either. You know, I heard that Trump wanted Kennedy, but early on, Kennedy said, no, thanks. But then Dad and I are thinking he needs a woman. And, you know, we know who the women are out there. And Trump did come out and say it's going to be no big surprise. So who?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't
it's
know.
Not going to be Nikki Haley.
Crazy enough. They'll get sexually assaulted by Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Carrie Lake.
I have no idea. But let's move on to our next topic. DeSantis, bye-bye. Early last week, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis withdrew from the presidential race and chose to pledge his allegiance to his rival, Donald Trump. This narrowed the presidential candidate field to two, Trump and Nikki Haley, who lost the New Hampshire election, or New Hampshire primary, sorry, to Trump later in the week. All right. That's all I'm going to read about this. I just want two questions on DeSantis. One, what is DeSantis's angle with this? Why support Trump? Is he trying to get in his cabinet? Is it just the right thing to do as a Republican?
No, the real right thing to do, come on, is DeSantis. He wants in the fucking cabinet. He wants to be part of it.
Mom?
It's the right thing to do. That if you want to save our country, you get behind the candidate that is going to win and be president. I don't think he'll be in his cabinet. I really don't.
Get out of your mind. He just wants a piece of the pie. He wants to be in it.
Yeah, I think he's going to go back to Florida and get like special treatment in Florida from Trump.
Then why isn't Nikki Haley thrown in the towel? What's happening there?
She's milking it a little longer. Should we just go to the next topic?
Go. Yeah.
Okay. New Hampshire primary. Last week, the New Hampshire primary concluded with Donald Trump's second victory in a row on his way to the Republican nomination. He got 54.3% of the vote to Nikki Haley's 43.2%, reversing his loss in New Hampshire in 2016 to Ted Cruz, with this win forcing DeSantis out and forcing Haley to face the certainty that even in a state she thought she could have won, she has no chance of beating Trump. Is the race over? South Carolina is the next Republican primary on the calendar scheduled to take place on, do you know, Mom?
My birthday.
February 24th. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Haley was the governor of South Carolina from 2011 to 2017. This could be her last chance to register a win before being forced to drop out like DeSantis. So let me ask this. There were 8 candidates in the New Hampshire primary in 2016 when Trump won. I don't remember who they all were. Chris Christie was in there. Jeb Bush was in there. Trump was obviously in there. This time there were 2. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for the Republican Party that your choice of who your possible candidate can be is down by 3/4?
It's good. It's good. He's most popular. He's going to win. He'll be the next president. She needs to bow out. But you know why she's not? All the people backing her, which are Democrats, are telling her to stay in. They're trying one last little thing to try to keep Donald Trump out. She, to me, is nothing but a Biden in a dress. She's a Democrat in a dress.
Interesting.
Okay.
All right. Haley, do you think that this is a good thing for the Republican Party to narrow their possible field from 8 in 2016 down to literally 2 people now?
I mean, it's never a good thing for people voting. I don't know. You have literally fucking 2 choices and neither are good. So no, it's terrible. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
All you get is Donald Trump or Nikki Haley. And at this point, I feel like all they've got is Donald Trump. That's it.
Yeah. Do you think that Nikki Haley has a chance in South Carolina? She was the governor there for a long time.
Doesn't matter.
I kind of feel like from the beginning, no one had a chance anywhere. I feel like, again, Republicans who are not MAGA, they're just MAGA. Not showing up. MAGA. They're not showing up. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah. My mom is holding up a meme into the camera that reads, Joe Biden will be in 3 states today, unconscious, semi-conscious, and confused. Pretty good. Did you make that?
No, I had a friend send it to me.
Oh, you said send me the best Biden meme, and that was it?
Oh, I forgot this other thing I got sent today, too, for my Patriot. Ooh, this is scary. So this Patriot said, look at this. Have you seen this before? And I did see it one other time. It said, Joe Biden died. He is dead. He's buried. Mm-hmm. It said, have you seen a guy stumbling up a flight of steps the way he does, you know, lately and how he mumbles and stuff? That is an actor. Like, oh my God, I'm lost. That's an actor, has a mask on. Joe Biden's dead.
Let me ask you this.
Wait, one more thing. This is what scared me to kind of believe it. It said, go to whitehouse.gov, which I did, and put in this number. So I did in the search. It's 13848. You put that number in, and what pops up is this thing that states, it was like, oh God, I've got it written down somewhere, that at any time the president in need to help us from foreign entities can do whatever he needs to do at any time, blah, 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 blah.
Okay. I don't know anything about any of this, but let me ask you one question, just on a logic scale. Let's say Joe Biden is dead and they have someone to replace him. Why would they have that person act like they are 500 years old and about to fall down and die? Wouldn't they get a better actor who looks a little younger and a little more
lively?
Well, see, it's getting bad. That's the thing. He's getting so bad, how he's fumbling around and stuff. Is that real or not?
I think it is real. I think that they would not want to have anyone, actor or otherwise, or real Joe Biden, appearing the way this man currently does.
I don't know. It's getting scary.
You know, okay, so they're like, Joe Biden died. We need to find an actor to replace him. Get the old motherfucker you can, who can barely walk and
That's what they said.
No, they would get somebody who was better at it, who had like more energy. You know what I mean? Because then it's like, oh shit, Biden has a spring in his step again. Well, maybe he can do this.
Here's what it said. It said, notice on the continuation of the national emergency with respect to foreign interference, that this was an executive order on 2018. The president declared this emergency pursuant to the International Emergency Economic Act to deal with any unusual and extra something powers act to deal with foreign policy and security of our United States. Like that he could give that power to someone else.
And so you believe this is evidence that there is an actor playing Joe Biden who died when?
I'm just, you know, none of this is real. I'm trying to figure it out the best I can. I'm trying to figure it out. And I find myself watching too many of these clips all the time. So that's all I'm saying.
How much time would you say that you spend online per day looking at stuff like this?
Oh, not a lot. Like 10, 15 minutes a day.
Oh, that's pretty good, actually. Okay, so 10 or 15 minutes a day. And when did you start really getting into doing it? But you're looking at it every day. Something every day like this.
Well, I have patriots that send me things to look at and read.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you've met these patriots in other online capacities, I assume.
I know them personally.
Oh, these are personal patriots.
Yes.
All right.
Shout out to all of you. You know who you are. I love you.
Patriots. Do you have any online patriots?
No. Well, kind of, yes, but I don't go into all those little chat rooms and all that. My patriots send directly to me. I send directly to them.
Can you think
Except I did find a new one on Instagram. I might get in his little squad. Okay, now what?
Oh, shit. can you think back in your lifetime to a time when you spent no time every day thinking about this kind of stuff or engaging with political shit?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And do you believe you were a happier person then?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So
when I believed we had a strong government, when I believed that everything in the United States was good and right and there was no evil and people were proud to be an American, when we had strong
propaganda, even then that wasn't real.
Okay. So did we land on the moon?
I think we did. Yes. I mean, I know.
See, there's some debate about that. Now I'm believing we did not.
Yes, we did. Yeah. Yes.
What do you think? You're in the Stanley Kubrick camp?
They filmed it.
I'm thinking not because of, you know, the way the flag was flowing and all that.
You are lying. You're lying.
No, I'm not. No, I'm just.
You
just
literally believe whatever you're fed, like somebody fucking outlandish shit. And you're like,
here's the deal. No. My brain is very scientific. I have to see everything. I have to research everything. And then I have to pick the very best answer.
Okay.
So I look at everything.
Okay. Well, let's take the moon landing. Do you believe that there are two man-made rovers on Mars right now?
I don't know. I'll have to research that.
The answer is yes, there are. And so if you can put machines we've built on Mars, don't you think we could go to the moon?
Why haven't we gone? Here's enough. Why haven't we gone again? If we did do that, then
a variety of reasons. I think the biggest one is probably the Challenger explosion. I think that put a huge dent in public willingness to put money into space exploration and all of this. People got super scared, and it's never really been the same since.
But didn't Japan just try again too? And they didn't make it.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. We have the ISS. We are doing space stuff on a kind of constant basis. Obviously, we now have private companies that are starting to get into space travel, SpaceX, Virgin Galactic, et cetera, et cetera.
We need to save this topic for next time. Yeah.
Well, we still have 10 minutes roughly. And I don't know what else. I was just going to ask about Nikki Haley to both of you. What do you think her next steps are after this? I don't think she's going to win South Carolina either, even though she was governor there. And so what does she become after this? Just a Republican talking head on Fox News?
Yeah, I think she's cooked her own goose. I really do. I think
cooked her own goose. She's more famous now than she ever has been.
Right. But she's not
going to probably be write a book.
Yeah.
She'll write a book, be on TV, write it out for as long as she can, for sure.
I think so too.
Yeah. She will not be anything in his cabinet, in the president's cabinet. No. Trump will not let her back in.
I just want to revisit. Sorry, go ahead, Mom.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think she's cooked her goose with him because she's just saying weird things now. And yeah, I think she's... I want to revisit
something, though, that you were saying. You said that you do remember a time when you were happier, when you weren't looking at political shit all the time. And you right now are saying that's because everything was fine and you felt the government was good and all of that. Is that true? Or was it something you didn't think about as much?
No, I felt like our America was strong. We took care of our veterans. People were not invading our country.
No, that's not true. I think this is my personal opinion. You now have access to social media and you eat it up and you get what they want to feed you and you fucking soak it up.
And there is,
we didn't have,
I don't think we've ever had, are we up to 8 million now illegals coming into our country? I don't think we've ever had that many people come into our country. Have we? With an open border?
I don't know if this is the most illegal crossings of borders we've ever had, but I mean, those kinds of numbers that you're talking about, like raw volume numbers of human bodies, those are always going to go up because the human population is going up.
Right.
In any case, whatever you're talking about, number of people that die from the flu every year, number of people, whatever, those numbers are always going to go up. That to me is not like a huge deal. I'm more interested in what you're talking about. This idea that you seem to have had at some point, when is this? The 80s, the 90s, the 70s?
Yeah.
It was Reagan, like Reaganomics. Reagan.
Right. When it was run by Republicans, maybe, I guess. It was when...
In the 80s, when everything was cool and we had like jump rope for heart and say no to drugs.
Yeah.
Like all that shit. Yeah.
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 I had... And pride. There were people that did believe in our government. There was pride in America. If you were in the military, that was super good. Yeah. Pride.
Yes. I mean, maybe, but you remember when like all the soldiers came back from Vietnam, you were alive during that. They were not treated with respect. They were treated terribly by the government and by the people.
Yeah, that was a bad time. That was a bad time.
And there were some Republicans up there doing that shit.
Right. You know? But then it got better. But then the United States got better through that and after that. After Vietnam. Yeah.
I also want to visit this thing that you're talking about. The moon landing is not real. I think there is on the right, there is a larger penchant for believing these conspiracy theories because you have to believe that to believe Trump. You have to believe that there is a deep state conspiracy to get him out and he really won the election. So you are now like you're already in the world where if I support Trump, I have to believe conspiracies are real. Otherwise, you wouldn't support Trump. If you thought he lost the election fair and square, you'd be like, well, he fucking lost, whatever. If you thought that he did rape E. Jean Carroll or sexually assault her, you would probably be like, then I can't vote for this guy. But you believe all these things to be conspiracies, fabrications. Right. So now it leads you down the path of like, if you're already willing to cross that logic barrier, now the moon landing's not real. Now this is
COVID's not real.
COVID's not real. Yeah.
No, I think experience too. I, you know, about the moon landing and all that, I can remember way back when my mom and dad were alive, we talked about it and they were skeptic about it. So through experience, I guess, that's when I'm starting to think.
Is there about Nanny and Popcorn?
What?
Nanny and Popcorn?
Yeah.
Were they
were skeptical about it?
Yes. Well,
what were their politics? We've never even had this conversation. I'm curious about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they were Democrats. They were more Republicans. Yeah, I think they voted Republican straight ticket. They were not Democrats.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what it was like when the moon landing was actually happening. You know what? I guess I should read about that. I'm curious to know how many people originally thought.
And the Kennedy conspiracy. I mean, my mom and dad talked about that all the time. They didn't think that was a one shooter. They thought that was CIA. I can remember my dad, CIA, CIA. So no, they weren't.
That seems likely at this point. I don't think you get to be a president without some major help from internal
inside. Society. Yeah.
But that aside, I'm just talking about the idea that there is something evil going on and being kept secret from you, which I do think is true in a lot of cases, but that you are the one who knows the truth, or that the internet or QAnon or whoever knows the actual truth of it. And for whatever reason, you're now the bearer of that truth. I hold the real truth and we need to let everybody see. And that's just never going to happen because these things are real.
Again, I like to read everything, make my own judgment on it. But I don't push it down people's throat either. Mm-hmm. Now, I might campaign for Trump because that's who I want.
You're going to campaign for him. You're going to go out and knock on doors?
Probably. And holy I'm.
Shit. No, you won't.
One
no,
of my you won't. Friends.
Make a video of that. Please make a video.
Stop
of that.
It.
One of my patriots, we're trying to find a rally that might be close by. She thinks Kansas City is close by. I said, are you out of your living mind?
Wait, you're going to go to a rally. You're not campaigning for him. You're just going to go to a rally.
Yeah, we'll go to a rally, but I might campaign too. Get signs and go knock on doors. Why not? What? Now, why is that so bad?
Look, you guys are the ones telling us civil war is about to pop off and violence is coming and all this shit. And I believe it is. No matter who wins this presidential election, I think in the weeks leading up to it and the weeks after it,
it's going
to
get bad.
It's going to pop off. I would just say, be careful.
And so I can't put a Trump. No. Okay. Right now I have Trump signs in my yard. You know that there's some on
in your neighborhood. You're fine. But I'm just saying, maybe don't go to a Trump rally. Maybe don't go door to door saying vote for Trump.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're more scared than me. I'll take my gun. I'll be packing. Nobody's going
to
get me.
I just think you're exposing yourself to unnecessary risk or very little benefit, if any.
Well, willing to go down. It's like Dad said, if we're willing to go down for it, I'll be at a door knocking.
If you die at a fucking Trump rally, come on. Don't do that to me and Haley. Do not die at a Trump rally, please.
God, that would be bad, wouldn't it? You'd be rich, little stinkers, though. Yeah.
All right. Well,
all right.
The end of our show. Today. Thank you everyone for joining us. Maybe my dad will be awake next week. We will see. But I think we made some progress here, Mom.
What?
In this conversation, it was more civil. We got to talk about a little bit about the nature of how you believe this conspiracy theory stuff. Maybe you're thinking about it. Just remember back to that time when you were happier and you weren't looking at political shit online as much.
Let me say this. I can remember a time we lived in Houston. We had just moved to Richmond. We had just gotten the puppy. So that would have been 12 years ago. Right. You came home for a visit. I was tired. I went to bed. All of a sudden, I hear you and Dad out there arguing and yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, not fisticuffs, but you were yelling at each other. I come out. I go, what is going on? You were talking politics.
Look, you fucking know how that starts. I'm sitting on the couch watching a basketball game or something, and then he just starts going off about Obama, and I'm like, Jesus Christ. And he will yell at you in your face until you engage with him.
So I'd say 12 years ago, this all kind of started. Mm-hmm.
Well, it was during Obama for sure. But anyway, thank you everyone for joining us today. We will be back next week, potentially with my dad, potentially without.
And potentially maybe with a new ACL.
Yeah.
Good luck. I hope.
MBU. Hope. God, that sucks so much.
Better, Haley. Yeah.
But until then, before we go, as we always do, we must tell each other we love each other And everybody should do this to everybody in their families and their lives, even if they have differing political views. I know this year is going to be a fucking wild one as we go into this election. So, Mom, I love you. Haley, I love you. Dad, wherever you are, I love you.
Mom, I love you. Dad, I love you. Chad, I love you.
Haley, Chad, Bob, I love you all. I'll be careful knocking on the doors.
Yeah, don't take a gun with you.
Yes, I'm packing heat if I'm going.
God, please don't do this. All right, we will.
I have a concealed carrier purse. No one will ever know.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.